Okay, now this one can be so fun or it can be totally scary and you might get that blank screen feel. But just work at it. If you're not sure, have conversations with people that you have known, your friends, your family, your colleagues, because they're going to help you with this. It's story time. If you want to get featured, if you want to be able to sell on webinars, if you want to be able to get up on stage, if you want to be able to do all those things, then you're going to want to be able to tell some stories. Don't wait until you're on an interview to have those stories on hand, right? Because you have some people who can just call up stories, but there's a lot of people who can't, right? And even I like to think out stories. And when I think of something, I go, ooh, that would be a good story to explain blah. I want to write those down and know those, okay? So, number one, are there stories from your childhood? And this is in your workbook. Are there stories from your childhood that will actually show why you are who you are and why you became who you became? Now, there are some podcasts that actually specifically want to know about childhood, and some that are maybe not going to ask you directly, but it's really fun to bring these things up because helping people see why you became who you are is a very interesting sort of road to bring people down. So, for instance, when we talk about me creating, and Danny, you pump out so much content and all these things, and I say, look, I was a MacGyver family. Like when I was growing up, we didn't have a whole lot, and my parents liked to teach us how to build things. So why buy it when you can make it? And we would make little cardboard houses. And my dad had this little sort of car that he built, and it had a string, the rope string, from one gate to the other, and so or one fence to the other. And he'd go like this, and it would drive me that way, and it would go like this, and it would drive me this way. I loved it. My dad airbrushed my name on a desk so that I could be his office manager in the summers when I spent the summers with my dad. And it was some of my favorite moments. Although I just found a picture, by the way, that my dad had of me painting the desk. So he airbrushed my name, but he actually put me to work and made me paint my own desk. So that's a fun addition to the story that I will probably be adding in when I do podcasts in the future. Okay. Talking about how my mom and this fun story I have when I was actually a grown-up, but it was a while, years ago, where my mom, stepped out into the street waiting for my dad to drive up and pick her up somewhere, like out of their condo. And she saw him coming through up the road. And so she did the robot and was doing this funny dance. And then it turns out it wasn't my dad. And she just sort of like backed up and went and stood on the, did this and stood on the sidewalk as my dad actually drove up. And now we've all laughed about it because she was totally silly. But that silliness is something that I consider to be a massively beneficial trait for myself and what is an important part of the Boss Mom brand. So do you see how those childhood stories, they can be stories of loss, they can be stories of gain, they can be stories of adversity, but they can just be fun stories as well. So what childhood stories? Okay. The second one is stories about why you actually started your business, right? So I have my story that is about quitting my job and everybody getting me drunk and that night going home and getting pregnant. Now, you can decide whether that's a story you want to tell. To me, if you don't know where babies come from and we can't all be adults about that, then I don't know what to tell you. But in my world, that's just the way of life. Like if we're a bunch of moms that can't deal with talking about where babies come from, right? And I make that joke, right? Because if it seems like TMI to some people, I make that joke so that it kind of disarms things. And there's a whole bonus we've got about calling the elephant out in the room to help you from a sales tactic that I believe is in module 4 or 5, 6, something around there, okay? So when you are, when you're going in, you're thinking about why you started your business, really think about the stories. Was there a conversation you had? Was there a situation? Was there a way you felt about something that was just nagging inside of you? Those could be stories too, right? You're like, look, one day I was at dinner and I just broke down crying. And I just looked up and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm unhappy. Like, what does it take to be happy? And I started going down this journey, right? And you tell people about that journey. And that can be enough of a story. But do you see how I said I was at dinner one day and I dropped my fork? That makes it really specific. So we want our stories to not just be general. We want people to be sitting there with us. And when you tell stories, think about how I'm so itchy, by the way. It's been the season of itchy. So if you notice red nose, itchiness, this is allergy Deanna. during this recording. Or as my dad would say, maybe people are going to give me a lot of money because when your nose itches, he says that means you're coming into money. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. So, oh, there you go. There you go. There's a story. So that's that thing, that lessons from family. Totally something about I started my business because of my parents, childhood stories about it, right? Like, oh, my dad told me this thing. And here's the other thing too. This is what I really, really, really is. This is a total rant thing. But as far as when I teach you how to do the elephant, pick out the elephant from the room, which is basically just calling out the things that you think people are thinking, right? And I'll teach you about that. But do you notice how I didn't turn off the, you know, I've got an itchy nose right now, but I didn't turn this off because this is good content. I don't want to have to re-record this, right? This is going well. Is it perfect? Is it completely scripted? No, because to me, and if you need to script your stuff, that's okay. But when you're creating content, the more real you can be, the better. And so instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to do this and then we'll edit it out, I'm just going to tell you, I got allergies. Like, hey, ladies, if you've got allergies, then you know what I'm talking about. But you know what? I got to get stuff done. So we're going to get it done because me having allergies and an itchy nose does not negate the quality of the content that I'm delivering for you right now. So just call that out. Just be okay. If you're on an interview, if you're on a podcast, if you're being, you know, in that space where you're being featured live or anything like that, don't worry about not being perfect. Just call it out when it happens. You know, if you trip over something or something falls, you'd be like, yeah, hey, I'm a mom here. And my kid just decided to, you know, paint himself. So add that to the list of things moms get to deal with, you know, and just go with the flow. The more we can go with the flow, the better, because people like it when you're real. All right. What other stories? So client success stories. Yes. If you have any clients, and if you're saying, Dana, I do have clients, I know they have successes, but I haven't asked them to talk to me about how they feel about them. Please, for the love of all that's holy, reach out and get people to give you testimonials and stories. Get them to do it on video and all that fun stuff. But also think about how you could explain that story. Because if you're on a feature, if you're on a podcast and you're talking to somebody and you can better explain something by telling them how you got your client there, that's way better, right? So, hey, so I've got a client. Her name's Mary. This is what we did with her and this is the result she got because she did A, B, and C. So it's not that hard. I've worked with people who actually do it. It also shows that you have clients, which is makes you more enticing. It's like the girl that are, you know, that is at the bar, but nobody's talking to her. And so she seems less enticing, but then a bunch of guys talk to her and they're like, well, now I want her. Yeah, it's like that. I know, me and my dating analogies. Okay, and then the last one, aha moment stories, right? That moment of clarity, that moment of knowing. And all these, by the way, can be really good too when you are, like if you're thinking about content for videos for Facebook and ads and things like that. So we'll get into that later. But this is all good prep work. I'm telling you, these first three modules feel like you're doing the work. But when we start applying all of this stuff, it's going to be magic and you will be happy that you did. Okay. So the last one is aha moments. Like, oh my gosh, I realized I didn't have to do that thing. That's the best. The aha moments where you realize you can do less than more. That aha moment where I realized, oh my gosh, why am I not doing this in my business? My aha moment about how I was trying to do mindful communication coaching in the very, very, very beginning. And the aha moment I had with after a bad conference, but one guy got up and said one thing that was really important. We left early and Kelsey and I sat down at a corner bakery all day to figure things out. And as I was helping her, because I wasn't sure what I was going to do, she looked up into me and she says, why are you not helping other people put their businesses together like this? And I went, oh, yeah, this is actually my corporate background. Why am I not doing this for my business? Aha. Maybe I should do that thing that I actually have training in doing, but I wasn't. So those aha moments of why you are doing what you're doing, or the aha moments where you could say no to something or say yes to something or move something around, give yourself permission, give other people permission, feel less guilty, feel more confident. The aha moment that something isn't serving you, all of those things. So think about those in the workbook, map those down, and totally, totally, totally go into the Facebook group and chat with us about some of these. We can help you flesh these stories out. This is going to be a lot of fun, and this is so massively important and impactful to getting featured, but even more so, just being a little more you and adding some interest and depth to what you talk about and what you're doing in your business and how you're promoting it and how you're getting featured. Okay, so hop in.